And good Monday morning, live from our KGGF studios here in downtown Coffeyville. I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us as we're joined in studio by USD 445 Superintendent Dr. Craig Correll. Craig, I haven't seen you in a little while. How you been?
I've been good. It's been about a month, I'd say.
Yeah, it's been about a month. Exactly. We do this about every month. We talk about your guys' meetings as well. Again, I kind of mentioned this morning, even though it is summertime, the kiddo's out running loose right now. You guys obviously always in those planning stages for now, kind of mapping out the next year as well. So I'm sure you guys have that meeting. Real quick, where is the meeting tonight, and what time is it happening?
Board of Education office at 615 Ellis, the regular time, regular place, 6 p.m.
There you go. And so, again, looking at it initially, looks a little daunting, but kind of maybe a little quicker than what you might look at in terms of the agenda there. I guess we could just start from top to bottom here. I know you're going to maybe go quickly through the consent agenda there, but I know there's a couple of things on there that are going to open up some discussion. So wherever you'd like to start in the schedule there.
Well, we'll start at the beginning. It's our reorganization in July. You know, our fiscal year starts over July 1. Yep. And so we've just been closing out the budget. We've been busy with doing everything, you know, that goes along with that. And now we'll start the new year. And as you said, we're really planning for next school year, taking care of business. First item on the agenda is to elect a new board president, a new vice president, and assign a new representative for Tri-County and our local special education. So that always takes 5 or 10 minutes. We get through that part and then move on to the consent agenda. And, you know, there's, I think we go to A through Z on the consent agenda. So it is a long one, but it's just a lot of your typical stuff. It's designation of the banks, of the official radio station, which obviously the Mighty 690 is going to be our official radio station. And just going through a lot of the appointments of who is responsible for what. And that'll take place in the consent agenda.
Gotcha. So, again, just kind of those preliminary actions so in terms of appointments, it's kind of already been the decision made, but tonight is just kind of making it official. Is that correct?
Right. The state, it's just a lot of the state requirements. They need to know who exactly is in charge of what. And so we line those out, and that gets taken care of in the consent agenda.
Easy enough. Again, those preliminary actions, just kind of mapping it out through the year as well, not only with, you know, faculty as well as those individuals, but I'm sure just kind of the plan, the budget, kind of all of that goes into play with it for you guys with these preliminary stages. So, again, A through Z, but it doesn't look like it's going to take too much time there for you on that consent agenda. But one thing I did want to ask you about was this accountability plan. I know that's going to be one thing that might bring up some discussion as well. What is that?
This is something I think that's unique to Coffeyville Public Schools. When I took over as superintendent just about 5 years ago, rather than every month wonder what we're going to talk about the following month, we decided to really, what I do is take my administrators, and we have a little retreat in the summer, and we look at what our board goals are, because we have three board goals, and then we take the five outcomes of Kansas CAM, which is the Kansas State Department of Education's goals and outcomes for school districts, and we line those out then, and we decide what months we're going to discuss those to the board. I'm a firm believer in what gets measured gets done, and so those are times that's the accountability on not only myself, but on our building administrators and our teachers, and just make sure that we are on track with the goals that we have. And then as we take that plan, let's just say we're talking about student achievement in November. That's also the topic of discussion then that filters down throughout our school district, and that's very intentional. Our principals will talk about that at their staff meetings. They'll talk about that with their site council so the parents are aware. So we're making sure that we filter that information throughout the district, and every building is talking about the same topics every month.
Yeah, well, and again, I'm sure parents, I'm sure faculty, I'm sure really anybody involved really appreciates that transparency behind it. Not only that, but accountability. Like,
yes.
Like the whole thing is behind it. The accountability plan, that's the number one word. You know, it's reassurance. It really is. It's, you know, there's a lot of times to where maybe you have a dispute, maybe you have a disagreement, and it's like, you know, is my kid really learning what he's supposed to? Is my money really going where it is? So, again, the transparency as well as the accountability of this, I'm sure, is appreciated all the way from the top to the bottom. And, well, obviously, within this last year, you guys have been recognized within the state capitol as well, and I'm sure that's going to continue from here on out. So I can appreciate that. I can really appreciate that. So you guys, I mean, really have just about every month planned out. And what kind of things do you do from the summertime and then transitioning into school? Is there any major differences with your kind of accountability planning from then when it does actually turn school time? Or
well, typically, you know, it's set in July, so that way, you know, we know. And that's not to say we can't add items for the school year. Things come up, yeah, and those need to be mentioned and talked about in board meetings. But these are really kind of the most important factors that we want to make sure that get measured, and our board understands it, and our board is a part of those discussions as we move along. And then again, filtering that throughout the entire, not only school district, but community, so everyone is aware of what those goals are and what we're talking about when we're talking about it. And as you said, it's really that accountability then, you know, for us. And so right now, the next month is really working on our budget for the year. We have to have that budget ready in August, so we have to be able to submit that. So right now at the central office, that's a big part of what we're doing. But then we're also planning that first week back for our teachers, and then that first week back for our students, because it's gonna hit hard pretty fast.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I never thought Independence Day would come up as fast as it did, and now we're basically halfway through that. We are halfway through the year of 2019, but for those poor kiddos at summertime, we're just about halfway through as it is now.
And so they didn't get much summer in June. It was cool and rainy, and then when summer hit, it sure hit.
Yeah, it definitely did. So it is, it's been warm. Not only that, but it sounds accountability wise for people out there, but you know, it kind of sounds, for me especially, like an easier way to map out your year. Not only that, it's kind of like a schedule. For me, I have to write everything down. I can't go throughout my day without writing something down, reminding myself to do something. So I'm sure for you guys, with that, kind of as like a planner, you know,
right,
as a reminder
exactly
of coming up in September, we've got this. And then obviously, you know, if we don't get it done, then we've got to be accountable for it. So I could really appreciate that.
Right, I've known some districts that I think, you know, the month before, they're trying to figure out what they're going to talk about at their board meeting.
That's what I was going to ask
and
you.
And we really want to make sure this is very intentional throughout the entire year.
That's what I was going to ask you. Was this like something that you had seen and adopted from somewhere else, or maybe kind of the opposite of that? You had seen so many districts, you know, kind of fall behind,
yes,
and then all of a sudden scramble in those last 30 days. Where did this plan kind of originate from?
The latter. I've seen people just, districts, you know, flounder somewhat in their planning. And we have the same approach when it comes to professional development for our teachers. We like to plan that out a year in advance. We don't have a professional development day, a teacher in-service day, coming up in a week and think, okay, well, what are we going to do with these teachers? You know, to me, that's definitely not the way you want to lead a school district. You want to make sure that you've set those goals ahead of time, and this board accountability plan helps us do that. We know where we have areas that we're strong in, and we know we have areas that we could use some work in, and that's what we're going to make sure that we're working with our teachers and our whole staff on those goals.
Absolutely. Just sounds like a solid structure from, you know, as much as you want to say the base, it starts from the top here in this instance here, and it goes all the way down. So a solid structure there with that accountability plan. So, again, speaking with USD 445 Superintendent Dr. Craig Correll this morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I know that was kind of the big thing to discuss, but you guys also have some things up for action as well.
We do. One of those items is to continue the work, the capstone work that we've been doing on Phil Kinley High School and Roosevelt Middle School. If you've driven by, you've probably noticed in the last couple of years just some of the work being done at the high school, and we've started this summer in the middle school, and it's basically some of the tuck and point items on the buildings themselves, and then looking at the capstone work, and so it's taking care of the outside of those buildings, and you'll see some of the concrete on the front. And right now, middle school is about halfway done, so you can drive by and see what it's looked like for the last 10, 20 years, and then you can see what they've redone right now, and it just looks absolutely amazing.
It really does. It does honestly look like a before and after picture
of
right now, and I'm excited to see, because I live right here on 8th Street anyway, plus I work in... But, you know, driving by it, it is exactly what you would want to see out of it, because these buildings are very strong. But at the same time, I really hope it, you know, resonates to people that these are built, the buildings 100-plus years old, and we can make them look as good as we have on the outside, and we need to continue refurbishing them all over the place, inside, behind, not just the front as well, because I'll tell you what, it looks amazing.
Yeah,
it
they
really
truly
does.
Are historic buildings, and Jay Stewart is the one that does the work for us, and he's the only one in the area that still does this type of work, so we're very fortunate to have him, and those buildings are large enough, we're definitely keeping him busy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he's been up and down on that crane, he's been cleaning. I mean, again, it looks pretty cool right now as kind of a before and after, but really, it's going to look fantastic when he has both of the... Is it going to be Phil Kinley as well, or is he just kind of...
He's finished Phil Kinley.
Oh, he did that. That's
so
what
now
I
he's starting his rounds on Roosevelt.
On Roosevelt.
And Roosevelt Roosevelt really has even more of that concrete piece to it on the turrets and then throughout the building. So I think you're going to see an even more noticeable difference on Roosevelt Middle School.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, out there, I just really hope this does resonate with folks because, you know, as beautiful as the outside of those buildings is, we still need to do focus on the inside, safety-wise. I know... looking at a couple of different plans, hopefully ADA wise, you guys will get some of that cooperation as
yes.
well, because I know it is needed, as well as severe weather. You guys need some help there. So hopefully, again, that kind of resonates with folks that, yeah, these buildings are there, they're going to stay, and they're beautiful on the front, but we need to continue making them beautiful on the inside as well. So.
Right, and some of the inside work, as you said, will be part of that bond election we have coming up in November, just to keep all those up to date. And you know, that's just going to take a bigger chunk of funds than what we have available for us to do as we are the outside right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, we'll kind of keep you up to date with that as we approach it, as we did last year with the bond that did not pass there. So hopefully this year we can get some, again, just some resonation out to the folks and make some differences to the school there. So again, speaking with Dr. Craig Correll this morning with USD 445. Craig, any final notes that you wanted to get out about the agenda tonight or any other news pieces from your office for our listeners?
I think that's most of all the news for tonight. Just a reminder that our teachers come back August 8th. It seems like it's earlier and earlier every year.
1 month, my goodness.
Yes, it's coming right up. And the teachers will have in-service on the 8th, 9th, 12th, and 13th, a work day on the 14th to be in their classrooms, and then students come back August 15th.
Wow. August 15th, coming back. It's going to come all the way up on us here real quick. Yeah, you know, I thought football season was going to come up on me quick, and it is. But now kiddos getting back into school as well. So, again, Craig, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next month.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sam.
Absolutely. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.